A word for you from Matthew chapter 15, verses 26 to 28. But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. In other places and other gospels where it refers to this, he speaks of this woman as having a faith that is greater than all of Israel, that no one in all Israel had faith like this Gentile woman. The Lord has put her off again and again. When she came expressing her desperate need about her severely demon-possessed daughter, he ignored her, didn't even look at her, let alone speak kind words. The disciples thought, well, yes, they agree. This woman's a nuisance, and she is making a noise. Lord, then send her away. Amazing that the disciples were telling their Lord what to do. But she persisted. She ignored the disciples. And even when the Lord said that he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, she still worshipped the Lord in verse 25 and said, "Lord, help me." And then isn't this amazing? And then the Lord uses this ugly language. "It is not good to take children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Imagine, wouldn't you be put off by such a rebuke? Yet the Lord knew exactly what he was doing. Maybe you have a desperate need, friend, and it seems like the Lord is ignoring you. Persist, cry out to him, worship him like this woman. And ignore everything else. The Lord is able to hear your prayer. And the Lord has said, "He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And indeed, this is what was happening to the woman. The disciples didn't know it. Kwaba sengathi uJesu akanandaba umbiza lomame ukuthi uyinja. There's no ugly language like it. But then she says these amazing words, "Yet even little dogs eat the crumbs." She even agreed with the Lord. "Yes, Lord, I'm a dog." When you are willing to humble yourself, when you are willing to take the lowest place, the Lord will lift you to the highest heights. And that's why the Lord said to her, "Great is your faith."